I'm going to do something that I've never done in a congressional hearing before, and that is plead for help from the American people, plead for help from my Republican colleagues on something that we actually all agree on, because lives are at stake right now. I'm going to start by describing the facts on the ground. Millions of people are at risk of dying of starvation in areas of the world where Democrats and Republicans have already agreed and committed to feeding them with American-grown food for humanitarian reasons and for global stability. But yesterday, I spoke with people in charge of warehouses in Sudan and Ethiopia, warehouses full of food, but because of DOGE, that food is trapped in the warehouse, out of reach of starving and dying moms and kids. In those two countries alone, 150,000 children and moms are at risk of dying this month if that food is not delivered from the warehouse to them right up the road. Everyone agrees that's not supposed to happen. Republicans voted for this food, and Democrats voted for this food to get out. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the food should go out as part of his life-saving waiver. DOGE Chairwoman Marjorie Taylor Greene started this hearing by saying that life-saving food programs should still be running. We have paid for the food, and we have shipped it, and it is sitting trapped in the warehouse because DOGE is blocking the payments needed to get the food out to the people who need it. So here's what that means. It means that kids are dying, and more will die tomorrow, of severe acute malnutrition. If you want nightmares, just Google severe acute malnutrition and look at the photos. The way that healthcare workers determine if a kid is dying of this is they measure their bicep. And if their bicep is less than 4.5 inches around, then that means you could die of starvation tomorrow. Think of a kid's arm fitting through this hole. Think of your kid's arm fitting through this hole. These kids could die tomorrow. You've heard today about the waiver for life-saving humanitarian assistance, and all I'm asking is for Rubio's waiver to be made real. People watching at home, you can do something about this. I know many of these hearings are live on Fox News. I'm a Democrat. For many of the people watching, you may not agree with me on many issues, but I think we can all agree that this food needs to get out of the warehouse and to these kids. I've gotten phone calls from conservative friends, people of faith that moved to Africa to live out their faith of, I was naked and you clothed me, I was hungry and you fed me, and they agree that this food should be given out. So call your Republican congressperson, call the White House, tell them you know they didn't mean to do this, but that this food needs to go out tomorrow. If you're in the press, cover this story. Ask questions about Ethiopia. Ask questions about Sudan. Tell the world about this. And to my Republican colleagues, DOGE is not going to listen to me, but you can fix this. Pick up the phone, make a phone call. Y'all could save lives today. Send an email. Please, put politics aside, get the food out of the warehouse, save these kids' lives. You can save these kids' lives. With that, I yield back.